You guys have said that it's very easy to buy into some of Chip's unconventional things because he has a rational explanation, a science, and it's put in front of you to make sense. So do you kind of expect that?
Yeah. We haven't heard that. We haven't heard that yet, but it kind of makes sense. I mean, you play on Sunday. I mean, typically you get the next day off. So usually, obviously most teams have done it the opposite. They get Tuesday off, but that's just kind of been a tradition. And, you know, obviously we're going to move to having Mondays off.
And then to do something on Saturday that seems a little bit more than a walkthrough, where it's maybe a little kind of jog through a little bit.
But guys, I don't think guys realize that they've actually done that on their own. I know when we've had Saturday walkthroughs, you'll come back in before you get on the plane and you'll jump rope or do a quick, you know, lift. That's kind of get yourself going a little bit, because you can't be stagnant for, you know, 36 hours before you play on Sunday. So that's Chip just kind of doing that as a team when we do a little bit of a jog there, which makes, you know, sense.
Right. Do you think guys will just naturally put their faith in this because everything so far that Chip has introduced?
I think guys aren't really going to think about it that much. It's just one day. I mean, you get a day off, it's Monday instead of Tuesday, and that's it. Guys aren't going to think about it.
So you got the jog through tomorrow or whatever that thing is?
I think so.
Before you get on that.
Yep.
Okay. Connor, you're with Philip Hunt going down. It's another less guy at OLB there.
Yeah, that hurt Depth a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big injury.
In general, you're still the only guy on this team who's played a 3-4 consistently and knows the position.
No, all these guys have played. They've been playing it all summer.
Yeah, so these guys have all played. NFL game that counted.
Well, they got two. Oh, okay, it hasn't counted yet.
That's
but
big.
They got two games under their belt. But, I mean, it's going to change in 2 weeks when we play the Redskins. Go. They're fine, though. I mean, everybody knows what they're doing now. It's not that much of an adjustment, like I've said, from defensive end. There's just small things in coverage.
Right.
And that's it.
What about from a depth standpoint, though? I mean, after you and Trent.
Well, yeah, that's Hunt's a hell of a player. He's a great pass rusher for us. That was it's a big injury. I mean, every injury is big, but that's a big one. Hurts us at depth at outside linebacker, but that's just, you just, you know, like injury, you call on, you know, the guys behind him to step up, and that's going to mean, you know, Everett Brown, Travis Long, Chris McCoy, those guys to step up.
Of course, teams a lot of times after that cutdown day, they see some veterans on the wire who didn't fill a role there but could somewhere else. I mean, do you think that's kind of a likely thing to happen here?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea about that.
Would it be easy to come in here and fit into the scheme if you played it before somewhere else? And...
Well, I don't know. I can only talk from my experience. I mean, it was... The terminology is all different from the 3-4 I played in. It took some time to learn it, which I'm sure if they brought anybody in, it would take a little bit of time.